Episode 27. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. C++ gives you the power to do great things, and multiple inheritance is one of the most powerful tools you'll have. This doesn't mean that you should always use it. Use it when it's the right tool for the job, just like any other tool. I'll show you in this episode how to use multiple inheritance properly. Imagine a carpenter telling you how he broke his leg once falling from the roof of a house when the hammer slipped that he was using to support his weight. Ever since then, he banned the use of hammers from his entire crew. The crew members now have to use wooden blocks to push nails into the boards so that they won't be tempted to try using hammers to hang upside down. Ridiculous, right? This is clearly a case of using the wrong tool. It wasn't even an accident. It's not like the carpenter hit his thumb while trying to nail something. Multiple inheritance is often used wrong, and because of that, some languages have banned multiple inheritance completely. Developers who only know C# or Java might even think that multiple inheritance is bad, something that should be purged from existence. Here, have these wooden blocks instead. They're so much easier to use. The strange thing is that these languages that pretend to ban multiple inheritance still allow you to implement as many interfaces as you want. This is really just multiple inheritance under a new name and with reduced functionality. We'll talk about interfaces in an upcoming episode. The example given most of the time for why multiple inheritance is bad is called the dreaded diamond. Let's go back to the earlier example of a book class, a physical book class that inherits from book, and an audiobook class that also inherits from book. So far, everything is good. What happens, though, when you want a new product that combines both the physical book and the audiobook? Well, inheritance has worked well for you so far, so you decide to create a new class called Physical Audiobook that inherits from both physical book and audiobook. If you draw these four classes on paper, they resemble a diamond. Use a rectangle outline for each class and put the name of the class inside the rectangle. Draw the book class on top. Then draw the physical book and audiobook classes below the book class so that the three classes so far form the points of a triangle. Then draw a line from the physical book class to the book class and another line from the audiobook class to the book class. These lines show relationships between classes. There should be no line between the physical book class and the audiobook class because they have no direct relationship. Then draw the physical audiobook class below everything with two lines to the physical book and the audiobook. The shape should now look like a diamond. The problem with this arrangement is that the book class is included twice in the new physical audiobook class. You can make a change so that you only have a single book class by going back to the physical book and the audiobook classes and change their inheritance from public to public virtual. Virtual inheritance will make sure that only a single base class will be included among all the virtual inheritance instances of that class. The only problem with this solution is that you have to apply the fix at the physical book and the audiobook classes. These classes themselves have no direct need for virtual inheritance. It's only when they're put together with multiple inheritance in the physical audiobook class that they need to change how they derive from the book class. Even so, the solution really just requires that you're aware of the problem and have the ability to modify the other classes. If you can do this, then even the dreaded diamond is nothing to be afraid of. Another example where multiple inheritance can cause problems is when using it to combine two or more lists of classes. Let's look at the adventure game example of helmets again. We'll simplify the classes involved to just a base class called Armor and a couple derived classes called Helmet and Boots. Now let's add another set of classes that describe materials. We'll have a base class called Material and add a couple derived classes called Leather and Steel. Now that we have these, we can use multiple inheritance to combine them. We can create a leather helmet class that derives from leather and from helmet, or a steel helmet class that derives from steel and from helmet, or leather boots that derives from leather and from boots, or steel boots that derive from steel and from boots. What we end up with is a lot of classes. Is this bad? Maybe. But the important thing is that with C++, you get to decide if this is what you want. Other languages that ban multiple inheritance have already decided for you that this is bad. The proposed alternate solution that these languages provide usually says to stick with a single list of primary classes, let's say armor, helmet, and boots, then make the material a property of the classes so that instead of having a leather helmet class that's both an instance of leather and of helmet, you have just a helmet class that's made of leather. Is this better? Maybe. It really depends on your situation. Let's say that leather helmets don't really exist. For some reason in your program, they just don't go together. If you take the multiple inheritance approach, then this is easy to solve. Just don't define a leather helmet class. But with the alternate approach, it's a bit more complicated. That's because you'll probably have the base armor class deal with the material, and it will work with the base material class. It won't know or care what the exact material is. Now you have to add some extra complicated code to try to prevent other code from creating a helmet class and using leather for the material. Another problem with the alternate solution is that you can no longer refer to all of your armor instances by common materials. Because the armor classes were chosen to be primary, that's all you get. But with multiple inheritance, you can refer to a group of instances that are all made out of leather, even if some of them may not be armor. This is because the leather class is a full base class on equal level with the helmet base class. I've always had the best results with multiple inheritance when using multiple base classes that either have no other base classes themselves, or at least share no common base classes. In other words, you have two or more unrelated classes that your class derives from. You want to make sure that each base class makes sense to be a base class for all the reasons we've talked about so far for using single inheritance, either because you want to make use of polymorphism, or you want to enhance or extend a base class through method overriding. If each of the base classes makes sense, then why not use all of them? Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning, but even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you will learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.